As we begin this final movement toward the Passion of our Blessed Lord in Holy Week, the Church gives us these what are called suffering servant songs. There are four passages from the book of the prophet Isaiah that talk about the suffering of the Lord. And they are from chapter 42 and then chapter 49. There's one in chapter 50, and then there's one begins at the very end of chapter 52 and goes all the way through 53. And so today we started with the one from chapter 42. What is most important in these first two, in 42 and 49, is not only the suffering that the Lord would endure, but the promise that God made about the Messiah. And it says very clearly, I will make you a covenant. Not I will make a covenant with you, I will make you a covenant. So understand that as we go through this, and even as you, what you hear at Mass, with the consecration of the chalice, this is the blood of the new and eternal covenant. And so in the pouring out of our Lord's blood, he established a new covenant. But he himself is the covenant. And you and I are baptized into him, which means we have become members of that covenant. And again, our covenant, unlike all of the other covenants that God made, our covenant is not out there. It's not objective like the Ten Commandments. Our covenant is in here, written in the heart, on the flesh, because we are incorporated into a person, into the person of Jesus Christ. So then, as we go through the things of Holy Week, keep in mind, you are a member of Jesus Christ. So all of the things that we're going to be praying through, all of these are affecting us. On one hand, this is how the covenant was established. On the other hand, this defines who we are, which again is why we can't just keep things at an arm's distance. It's not just something that happened 2,000 years ago and we're remembering it, because it's something that defines you and me. So when we hear, for instance, about this dinner that was given for our Blessed Lord at the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus, we have to put ourselves there. We have to understand, number one, this is the reason why the people lined the streets to be able to proclaim the Lord, because they saw Lazarus raised from the dead. People came to see him. They came to see Lazarus, but because of this, we're told that now they wanted even more to put Jesus to death, and Lazarus too, because people were believing in the Lord because of that. And so they lined the streets as our Lord came into Jerusalem. Now, of course, over these next couple of days, we see how all of that changes. So we go from rejoicing in the glory of God, rejoicing in the resuscitation of Lazarus and raising him from the dead, to calling for the crucifixion of our Lord. But that will bring the ultimate raising from the dead, not a resuscitation, but a resurrection. It is going to be the end of death. And so again, for all of us, we go through this with him because, as St. Paul reminds us, when we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death. We're baptized also into his resurrection, into his glorification. So all of these events need to take place within us. We're not just passive observers. And we are definitely not people 2,000 years removed from what happened, because it continues to happen. We are not separated from it. Yes, from the physical, historical events, yeah, we're 2,000 years separated. But spiritually, there's no separation at all, because we're members of the person of Jesus Christ. We're incorporated into the covenant, and the covenant continues. And so that, again, is why when you're at Mass and you hear those words, this is the blood of the new and eternal covenant, you recognize this is continuing, not continuing out there, continuing in here, in our own hearts. And that's where we have to go through Holy Week, in our hearts. So with all these things that we're going to be doing, want to really try to pray. Don't just show up and go through the motions, but try to really get inside and pray about, how does this affect me? What does this say about me? What does this say about who I am? Not just who I am as a human person made in the image and likeness of God, who I am now as a member of Jesus Christ, sharing in his life, sharing in his passion and his death, sharing in his resurrection and his glory. Because these are the things that define us as Christian people. So this week, more than anything, has that special meaning for us. We celebrate it every single day. We are reminded of it in a particular way during Holy Week. So again, all I can do is try to encourage you not only to come to the liturgies and be part of it, but to really let that sink in, to be able to go through it not as an observer, but as a member of Jesus Christ, as one who has been set free by Christ. Now, as a son or a daughter of God and as a member of the Lord, we're going through this with him. So don't keep yourself separated, spiritually or physically, but rather unite yourself with the Lord in the mystery of our redemption, and allow all of those things to help you to understand more profoundly who you are as a member of Jesus Christ.